Yes, you heard me right, young one. That is my offer. I can erase you from the mind of every single being on this planet. Every record of you erased or altered if it can reasonably survive without you. Your parents, your friends, your partner. No one will know who you are, or that you even existed. Your cries for death and non-existence brought me here, child, to remove yourself from reality as you know it. You can still take this back. Is your answer still yes? Fine, then. But prepare yourself, and don't forget that I warned you. You wished for it, and so it shall be.
All this week, I can't shake the feeling that it's like something's missing. What do I mean? Well, I think it was Tuesday, I woke up clutching my pillow for dear life with tears all over my face. Thursday, I showed up at a restaurant thinking I had a date with my boyfriend. I'll get to that. Only to realize that, A, I never made a reservation at all, apparently. And B, I referred to this boyfriend so naturally and easily when I've been single for so long. Cassidy thinks I'm going insane. Living with her has been tough because she's caught all these little moments of me reaching out for things that don't exist. That's the thing. I know I'm not crazy. He exists. I promise you. Now, I'm serious. Please, don't look at me like that. I feel like everything is falling apart right now. And I really just need someone to listen and tell me that I'm not. Oh, let me help you with... Wait, do I know you? We've met before, haven't we? No, I know we have. Wait, don't leave, please. I need to talk to you. Please, don't go anywhere. I just want to talk. How did I find you? How did you find me? Well... My boyfriend. Well, never mind that. It's just an important spot to me, too. That's all I really know. This place in the park. Sorry about that. My head is just a little scrambled at the moment. Anyway, can I ask you some things? You and I have met before, haven't we? Don't do that, please. I can tell you're lying anyway. You've always been horrible at it. You do this thing where you toss your hair and look at the ground and... I did it again. Where are these thoughts coming from? But at least I know for sure You know who I am, and for some reason, I know a lot about you. Thank you. Yeah, this changes everything. I knew I wasn't crazy. Could you please explain to me how it is that we know each other? You're really quiet. This isn't easy for you to say, is it? The look on your face tells me everything. Follow me. We can have some privacy at my place. It's okay. You can have a seat and sit over there on the couch. You're not intruding at all, I promise. So, what is it you wanted to tell me? You're my boyfriend? We've been together for 3 years. And I can't remember any of it. You know, little bits and pieces have been floating through my mind this whole week. Everyone thinks I'm going insane. But I knew it was something real. But if you're really telling the truth, then what happened? Why did I forget? Why does no one know who you are? You what? Why would you ever wish for something like that? Of course my life wouldn't be better without you. I don't need all the pieces back in my mind. I just know, baby, I love you. You fill my life with sunshine and love and shitty jokes. If you think you make everything worse, you're so wrong. You're always there for me, except now, when I need you, and it's never been a burden or a problem to make time for you when you need me. Maybe you think that if you were gone, I'd find someone else and be happier, or that all my problems would go away. But it's just not true. You're my person. I need you. That's never going to change. I just can't believe you'd wish for something like this.
The boy speaks the truth.
Who are you? How did you get in here?
I am what you might call Death. I can see he hasn't finished the story yet.
Baby, you know who this is? What's going on? This is the second time this week. I think I'm losing my mind. What is even happening anymore? Trust you? But baby, those puppy dog eyes always do work on me. And you saw it too. Yeah, I can never say no to that face. But I'm putting my faith in you that this isn't just some insane dream I'm cooking up.
Good. That settles introductions then. As I said, my name on this earth is Death. As for why I'm here, I can explain. The work I do is not pretty. As you might surmise, I cart the souls of the dead to their final resting place. But that is not everything. I can hear those who are close to death, whether by choice or by incidents, and their thoughts. Your beloved is no different. He was on the verge of death himself, and believed that everything would be better if he could simply wish himself out of existence.
And you just let him do this? I know you're deaf, but do you even have a soul? How could you be so heartless?
I understand your anger, but please listen. You've been running into situations you can't explain recently, correct?
Yeah, what's your point?
If I have the power to erase an entire person out of existence, to cart souls out of bodies, and take them away from anywhere you could possibly perceive with your mortal eyes, why would I not be able to wipe your mind as well?
The thought didn't even cross my mind.
It was I who left you partially intact for a reason. You listen as well, boy. She cares about you a great deal, whether your mind wants to acknowledge that fact or not. I granted your wish not to allow you to go through with this, but to show you the gravity of what you really asked for. I've seen you this week, triumphant at first, but slowly realizing the depth of your request. Your friends passing you by on the street. Your parents almost phoning the police when you tried to go back to your home. Even the barista at your coffee shop getting your order wrong because, according to her, she's never made it before. You were scared, weren't you? That's why you ran from your beloved. You realized that what you wanted was really a mistake. And so you ran to keep her from realizing what you'd done.
Baby, you don't need to apologize. Of course not. I had no idea you were struggling with these thoughts. I wish I could have helped you before it came to this. But I'm so happy you're back. You don't need to shy away from me like that. I want to be close to you. Please. Just let me hold you.
My work here appears to be reaching its end. So let me now restore your memories, young one, and bid you adieu. Please take care of one another before you are forced to see me again. I hope it will not be your choice.
Thank fucking God you're back. I missed you so much. Without you, it broke my heart every single day. I was squeezing my pillow for dear life, and when I opened my eyes, I knew something was missing. Everything has been so gray and miserable without you. Of course you're important enough. Don't ever say that. Look at me. Baby, look at me. You are the most important person in my life. That is never going to change. Even if you don't believe It's true. I want you to lean on me. These are some incredibly dark thoughts you're having. I'm sorry I couldn't see how badly you were hurting before, but I'm here now. I want to help. This, wanting to stop being in my life, or even alive anymore, just because you think it'll make things better? That's never the answer. No, baby, I'm not angry at you. You don't have to apologize either. You were in a dark place. Depression is horrible. And it made you think that this was the right thing to do. It shows me how amazing a person you are, even in that dark place. What do I mean? Even when you felt like everything was crumbling, you didn't want to hurt anyone else. You wanted me to be happier, even though you completely misunderstood what was going on, what your wish would mean to me. You've always been selfless like that. It's something I love about you. What do I mean? Even when you felt like everything was crumbling, you didn't want to hurt anyone else. You wanted me to be happier, even though you completely misunderstood what going through with your wish would mean to me. You've always been selfless. It's something I love about you. But you don't need to do this alone. We're going to get through this together, okay? I want you to see someone and talk about the thoughts you've been having. I know it's scary, and maybe you might not trust them at first, but I need you to promise me you'll do it. This is a dark and scary place to be, but there's help out there and people who can give it to you. I'll be there with you every step of the way if you want me to be there with you and hold your hand, then that's what I'll do. I don't ever want you to feel like you're alone or like you're burdening me with what you do. You're a blessing in my life, and I do what I do for you because I love you deeply. Can you promise me you'll try getting help? Thank you, baby. That's the first step. I'm so proud of you. It's surreal being here in your arms again. I felt like I was dying without you, not remembering who you were was like drowning. I know this is extremely sudden, but could I ask you for something? I really need to feel you right now. Not just this hug, not just sleeping together. I want us to be close as we can be. I want to have you inside me again, baby. I know that was probably the least sexy thing I've ever said, but I'm serious. Please. Thank you. I'll slip out of my clothes real quick. Lay back and let me get your clothes. I want to be on top tonight. You're gorgeous. You know that, right? Scars and all. I love doing this for you. It's like unwrapping a present. I know what's inside every time, but it's always just as good. You want to know why? Because it's you. The man I love. My rock, my world. I always feel the most safe and comfortable when we're together like this. Just getting lost in each other. There. All ready for me. Is this still okay, baby? You're still shaking a little. You seem tired. I don't know. I know it's been a tense week for you, and thanks. I can always count on you to stop me when I ramble like that. To be honest, just taking your clothes off like that really got me going. So, I'm just going to start if that's okay. Yeah. Okay. Here I go. Perfect. We're finally right back where we belong, baby. I know we do things differently sometimes, but tonight, I'm gonna roll my hips just like this. Hold your hands. Look into your eyes. Oh, I need as much of you as I can get. Oh, this whole week has been so emotionally draining. Oh, you feel me so well. Whenever I would touch myself, it was like something was wrong. I wanted to think about you, but it was like trying to read a piece of blank paper or something. But now, it's like you've lit a fire. Oh, inside of me. I need you. I don't care if it's risky. I want you to come inside me, okay? I'm gonna move just how I know we both like, and you're gonna come inside me. Oh,
I want us to be one. No, in every way I can think of. Oh. But please, baby. I'm getting so close. Oh. Oh, fuck. It feels so good to have you filling me up again. To feel you spreading me open and filling me. I'm all yours, babe. I always will be. Let me take all of you inside me. And all the bad thoughts. All the struggles you went through this week and even before that. I want it all. You can give it to me. I can't make it all go away. Oh, but I can share the weight with you. We're a team, baby. I'm here for good. So, please, will you come for me? Okay, I'll count us down. 5. Just lay back and thrust for me. And 4. I love you so, so much. 3. You're not alone. I'm here. 2. Please. Let me have everything. 1. I feel so complete now. I love you too, so, so much. We should do this more often, only without the whole memory wipe thing. There's that smile I fell in love with. Let me cuddle up close to you. The future might look scary, love. But I believe in you. I do. I'm here for everything. All the way. You're stronger than you think. And I know you can do it. Good night.